Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we are going to say good morning to Wendy Schultz at the Sweet Joy Shop. Good morning to you, Wendy.
Good morning.
And talking about mornings, you know, you have stuff that that people like when they wake up. And one of those things is coffee. Are you a coffee lover?
I am.
Yes.
I am.
And what about flavored coffees? Is that something that you get into both personally and in your shop?
We do have some flavored coffees. I actually like the cappuccinos and the lattes, and so you can add steamed milk with any kind of flavoring, mochas mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. English toffee, different flavors.
Give people choices, and sometimes it's even difficult to make a choice because they all sound so great. But let's kind of back up in time, Wendy. I want to find out a little more about you, maybe where you grew up and a few things that happened before you landed in Atlantic.
Well, I grew up on a farm in Colorado, and I like to travel. I was an exchange student at the age of 16 and lived in Norway for a year. And we've gone to Europe many times, my husband and I as well. And we took the children to Italy 2 summers ago. But as far as occupation, I was a paramedic for 16 years. And when my husband got transferred here, I decided to open up Sweet Joy Shop with my children. My children are 16 and 17, so it gives me a little time to spend with them before they're off to college.
Oh, yes, and that will be soon. But it's kind of neat to have a family business and you know, just let them get involved with this whole process too. Well, you said you visited Italy, all of you together, and of course, that's one of the things that you feature here in your shop. So let's talk first about gelato, because that's one of the things I hear on the people on the street talking about is your gelato. What makes gelato different than ice cream?
Well, gelato actually has less fat than ice cream because it's made with more milk and less cream. Our gelato has fresh ingredients, so if you get something that's strawberry, it actually has real strawberries in it. Or if black cherry, it really has black cherries in it. If you get butter pecan, it has lots of nuts in it. We have some really good flavors as well. We have a mascarpone cheese with pistachios and caramel. That's amazing.
And you make all of that here, Wendy?
No, gelato is kind of difficult to make well, and so we actually have ours brought in from the East Coast.
Okay. And but the nice thing too here that I noticed is you have these little tasting things that if people go, I don't know, I've never heard of this, could I possibly like that? You give them a taste.
Yes, it's important to get free taste tests, and so you know what you like and what you don't, because we have about 30 different flavors. When we were in Italy, we tried lots of different flavors and we liked all of them, except for one day my son ordered banana gelato and it was awful. So we don't actually serve banana gelato here.
And that was a surprise, I'm sure, because banana is a favorite flavor in a lot of other things. Okay, one of the other Italian things that you make here are paninis, and that word has sort of gotten to be a little more common, but a lot of people don't know what paninis are.
Paninis are just grilled sandwiches. We have a homemade pesto bread that we get from our Daily Bread in Griswold. And then we add our secret ingredients to make different sandwiches. Probably our most popular sandwich that we sell is a chicken salad with cranberries and a sweet onion sauce. But now that it's January and a lot of people have New Year's resolutions of, you know, getting healthy, and we're also talking about blue zones in Atlantic, we're now doing some healthy choices.
Okay. And now what makes panini? You mentioned you have special bread, but after you get the bread, you get the filling. What's the next step? How do you put that all together? Because it's not just two slices of bread together, right?
Well, we grill it on a panini press with a little bit of olive oil, and that's what makes it taste so good.
Okay. And the neat thing about sandwiches is, you say, you can put lots of combinations in there. Do you change those flavors? You've mentioned you're trying some newer, healthier ones, but we might not always find the same one, or do you have a basic one you just always have made up, or ready to make up, I should say?
Well, chicken salad we do every day, but then we switch out the other kinds that we make for the week. So sometimes we have Reubens. Right now we're going to try some vegetarian. We're going to try some flatbread paninis as well.
Okay. Is that something that you really, you sound like you really enjoy is sort of that experimentation part of putting all this together.
It's a lot of fun. We like being in Atlantic and we want to give some good choices. We're not really a full restaurant. You have lots of fine restaurants here in town. We're just kind of a unique little place where you can come in and get some coffee and gelato and and a panini and just enjoy the atmosphere here.
Okay. And you do have a little space for some small groups that if you want to bring your friends, more than one or two, you've got a little space for that also.
Right. We have space for if you have a Bible study or a card group or a birthday club or a business meeting, a little place that you can sit and and do those things over lunch or over coffee, whatever you'd like.
Yeah. Well, one of the fun things, of course, is coming to meet you, Wendy, and your family to find out more about you and to find out what's going on here in the shop. We probably should tell people where you're located.
We're at 315 Chestnut, right beside me, Tierra.
Okay, and look at the sign that says Sweet Joy. On the, that's the part I see stand out on the window. How'd you come up with your name?
Well, I actually had a dream, and I dreamed before we moved here that I was going to open this shop, and I saw joy on the windows in my dream, and I just knew we were going to be happy in Atlantic, and we really are.
Well, that's wonderful because it's quite a change. Are you missing snow, or maybe you didn't, you know, from Colorado? I always think of Colorado, parts of it having lots of snow.
Well, we were 45 minutes from the mountains, so where we lived, you know, you get a little snow, but then it would melt and it would be warm. So I was a little worried about Iowa winters, but so far it's been just perfect. So.
It absolutely has. Maybe we're just saying welcome to Atlantic. So we want to thank you very much, Wendy Schultz, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's a thought. You cannot make others love you. All you can do is let yourself be loved.